Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. All this week on 92.1 KRLS, we look back at a storm that changed the way many residents and businesses view tornadoes and their destructive power. On today's program, Vermeer Corporation Head of Security Billy Fox discusses the moments leading up to the tornado that hit Vermeer Corporation on July 19th of last year. What do you remember about that day and kind of the setup leading up to some of the storms that fired up in central Iowa?
What I remember about the day was I was actually intending to leave work early that day around 3 o'clock, and 10 minutes prior to that, I started receiving warnings about Polk County, and just because we happen to have so many people on site, 400 plus guests, I thought I would hang out for a little bit longer and go check in with all of the people at the pavilion. So initially, that's a pretty unremarkable day in terms of weather until I got that first warning at 2:50 for Polk County. And from there, things just kind of escalated. I don't ever remember getting a warning for Polk County in my inbox from the National Weather Service. And that day, I happened to get one. And that just triggered me to go down and check in with the event and start paying a little bit closer attention to what was going on with the weather.
When did you first realize that there was a potential that the storm could be hitting and impacting the area, generally speaking?
You know, I was getting asked by a lot of our team members about the weather, and I am very clearly not a weatherman. In fact, I would say up until really close to the time of impact, I didn't believe that we would get much precipitation even. So I thought it would continue to blow east and stay north of us until, I would say, the moment that I realized that it was going to come right at us was probably 5 minutes before it actually impacted campus. I was able to watch it for a period of time. And even when I could see that there was something on the ground, I didn't believe that it was coming at us. And then I remember 4:07 is when I recognized internally, like, oh, this is coming right at me. And so I believe it impacted campus, the north end of campus, right at 4:12. I didn't figure it out until about 5 minutes before it actually started doing damage to our campus.
How were you able to keep people in shelter, especially around a time where many people are going on a shift change or they're going to go to Yellow Iron to pick up their kids and have so many other functions typically around this time in the afternoon?
I think our team and specifically the other security officer that I had on shift, Trevor Riggenbaugh, was doing a really good job of communicating with people on the radio that we were still under a warning. We got our first warning at 3:37, so roughly 35 minutes before the tornado actually hit campus. So in Iowa, you know, people get curious. We get warnings all the time. They don't amount to much, oftentimes anyway. And so just the communication from Trevor and other people to say, hey, stay in the shelter, we're still under warning, that was pretty pivotal. But also we do tornado drills and things like that. And so we're always, I think our team members are responsive to those. It's not always fun to have to go into shelter and practice a tornado drill, but we do it. You know, I'm a firm believer that you will always rise or fall to the level of your training. And luckily we trained for that, and so people made it to shelter fine. But, you know, with adding the dynamic of that event, I think just the communication from the team as a whole, our communications team, our marketing team, all the other people that were involved in the event, you know, we had people spread across all of campus on, you know, the Tulip Time trams. We had people riding around to different facilities. And then we also had people out at testing demo sites. And so just the effort by everybody to make sure everyone was aware that, yes, we had weather coming in, and to get those folks into shelter was, I mean, that was a game changer for us, really. It was huge.
So what was that 5 minutes like between the moment you realized, oh, this is coming here and it hitting campus? And at what point, what are you doing in those minutes?
Because of the event, I had gone out to clear some of our demo sites just to make sure people had gotten gotten back to shelter and left outside. And for whatever reason that day, I decided to stay out there and kind of monitor the weather. So I knew that there was a storm. Again, I didn't think that it was going to turn towards us. But I just kind of hung out there and watched it. 4:07 is when I, you know, realized that it was coming towards us. I stayed out for a couple more minutes and just watched. And then I ended up coming back to the pavilion to seek shelter myself. I think I got to the pavilion a couple minutes before the storm hit the north end of campus.
You told me earlier you're not a weather guy. You're not someone who's trained in this necessarily to understand how storms develop and how they go. And the service that you rely on actually gave you an all clear. What possessed you to go against that? And how, as a security team, do you make that decision knowing there's so many different factors and you have so many people you're responsible for?
We did receive an all clear notification from a third party service that we use. That happened at 4:05. Fortunately, again, I happened to be out monitoring the storm, and I could see that we most certainly weren't in the clear at that point. While I still didn't believe that we would necessarily have, you know, the damage that we had, while I didn't necessarily think the tornado would come at us at that point, it was very clear that we should not put people back to work. And so, had we not made that decision, it would have been probably really, really devastating and catastrophic. So when I think about that, had it gone the other way, you know, I just can't even imagine what that would have been like. And again, just grateful that I was out there, that we had really good communication amongst our team in order to keep people in shelter. And amount of time that it took to get people into shelter, corralling 400 guests and all of that, it was worth all of the hard work by everybody to make that happen.
On that call, very likely save lives. As someone who does security every day, and you maybe never are going to have the situation again, how does that make you feel knowing that chances are, if you don't make that call, like you said, we're talking devastation and we're talking an event that is going to be remembered for a much different legacy?
Yeah. How does it make me feel? Grateful and blessed that we made that decision. Really, really, really happy that we happen to have people in the right place at the right time, I guess.
Stay tuned to 92.1 KRBLS all this week for continuing coverage, including part 2 of this interview with Billy Fox tomorrow. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.